This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The mass flooding from Tuesday's destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine has drowned cities and brought new threats. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laritonda reports.
The scale of the devastation across large parts of the region has brought fresh heartbreak in what is still an active war zone. It's now threatening a new wave of homelessness, disease, toxic chemical contamination, and even warnings of floating landmines in this ecological disaster. Russian state media are reporting that although the water levels may have peaked, the floods are expected to remain for up to 10 days. The long-term damage is another matter.
That was Reuters correspondent Matthew Laritonda. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is pouring into the U.S. East Coast and Midwest and covering the capitals of both nations in an unhealthy haze. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York State says the air in cities in western New York will be more hazardous on Thursday as the smoke from Canadian wildfires heads west.
This plume, if you follow it, it is moving. Right now it is shifting further west, and I want people in western New York to be ready for that. So we're expecting this to abate possibly over the weekend, but that does not guarantee that this won't come back, and that is the message.
The smoke and haze also delayed some flights Wednesday, sending school recesses indoors, forcing the cancellation of events, and prompting people to fish out pandemic-era face masks. Canadian officials have expanded evacuation orders. The Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island began erupting again Wednesday after a three-month pause. The eruption displays spectacular fountains of glowing lava that remains a safe distance from people and structures in the national park surrounding the volcano. This is VOA News. The U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory said increased earthquake activity and changes in the patterns of ground deformation at the summit started Tuesday night. A glow was then detected in webcam images from Kilauea Summit early Wednesday morning, indicating that an eruption was occurring within the crater. Flowers from Oprah Winfrey and book royalties are among the items on the annual financial disclosures by U.S. Supreme Court justices. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson reports Winfrey sent her a $1,200 floral display for becoming the High Court's first black woman. She also disclosed more than $6,000 in designer clothes for a magazine photo shoot. Sonia Sotomayor received nearly $150,000 in royalties for two kids' books. But the justice whose report was most anticipated did not file one. Clarence Thomas asked for an extension. Thomas has been under scrutiny for not disclosing several hundred thousands of dollars in gifts from a GOP donor. Sagar Magani at the White House.
One of the most iconic figures in pro wrestling history has died. Correspondent Gethin Kuba reports.
The Iron Sheik, a former pro wrestler who played a burly, bombastic villain in 1980s battles with some of the sport's biggest stars, has died at age 81. A statement was posted on his Twitter page, but neither mentioned a cause of death or where he died. The Iron Sheik, whose real name was Hossein Khosrow Ali Vaziri, grew up in Iran. In his pro career, he donned curled boots and used the camel clutch as his finishing move on matches while playing the role of an anti-American heel for the WWF, which later became the WWE. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray became the first teammates in the history of the National Basketball Association Finals to both record triple-doubles as the Denver Nuggets defeated the Miami Heat 109-94 Wednesday in Miami. Jokic finished with 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists, while Murray had 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Denver now leads the best-of-seven series by a 2-1 margin. Game 4 is set for Friday in Miami. Once again, our top story, the mass flooding from Tuesday's destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine has drowned cities and brought new threats. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Richard Green.